This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Yoshi from Redmond is. Yoshi, are you there?
I'm here.
My
I'm
name
ready.
Is Taryn. I am your host, and it is time for you to get out of here, Steve.
See ya.
For those who are playing at home, Yoshi will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What cereal uses the slogan, "They're magically delicious"?
Pass. Lucky Charms.
Correct. Which planet's atmosphere smells like rotten eggs?
Venus.
No.
Pass.
How many legs do ants have?
6.
Correct. What 90s sitcom starred the Tanner family?
Full House.
Correct. The first written constitution was adopted in what country?
France.
No.
Italy, Spain.
Nope. In what decade did the Big Mac debut at McDonald's?
82, 83, 84.
No. Which U.S. state has the largest population of black bears?
California, Alaska.
Alaska,
Montana.
Yes. On a standard keyboard, what letter is between Q and E?
T-R.
No.
A.
No.
Pass.
Who wrote the play Othello?
Shakespeare.
Correct. Yoshi, you got 5 correct.
Do you think Yoshi got it? Do you think he's going to beat Mario? I mean, Migs.
Mario. I think there might be some tricky ones on here.
I agree.
I've taken plenty of blows from Mario.
Steve Migs, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What cereal uses the slogan, "They're magically delicious"?
Frosted Flakes. Lucky Charms.
Correct. Which planet's atmosphere smells like rotten eggs?
That would be Uranus. Time.
Correct. How many legs do ants have?
8?
No.
12?
No.
10?
No. What 90s sitcom starred the Tanner family?
The Tanners. Home Improvement.
No.
Roseanne.
No.
What?
DJ Tanner. What the hell is it? Full House.
Correct. Oh. The first written constitution was adopted in which country?
United States of America.
Correct. In what decade did the Big Mac debut at McDonald's?
50s.
No.
60s.
Correct. Which U.S. state has the largest population of black bears?
That would be Washington.
No.
Montana.
No.
California.
No. On a
Damn
standard
it.
Keyboard, what letter is between Q and the E?
R?
No.
S?
No.
T?
No. Who wrote Othello?
Shakespeare.
Correct. What color do bananas glow under a black light?
Green.
No.
Purple?
No.
Pink.
No.
Damn it.
Steve, yes. You got 6 correct, which is a win.
Let's go.
6-5. Sorry, Yoshi.
Congratulations, Steve.
Thank you, Yoshi. Another one bites the dust.
Another one bites the dust. Yoshi knew that ants have 6 legs. And he also knew that the U.S. state with the largest population of black bears is Alaska.
Oh, that's a very good answer.
Between the Q and the E, you will find the W.
There it is, right there, yeah.
And the color the bananas...
Freaking QWERTY.
There you go. The color the bananas glow under a black light is blue.
Okay.
Yeah. That's fun. That's a fun factoid for you.
Yeah, next time I'm, you know, at a strip club with a banana in my hand. Wait a second.
Wow.
I'll just leave it at that. Okay. I'm going to see myself out, guys.
Yes.
Have a great day.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.